Hey, I'm Sandy Rakowitz with Linda Tellington Jones for another of our weekly inspirations. And our topic today is fairy dreaming.
And this is such a pleasure that I have been really connecting with fairies for many, many years. And I've been blessed to find some of these wonderful images that I have around me. This one, I believe, she came from Glastonbury, actually. And this is a fairy riding on a hummingbird. Isn't this interesting?
I love it.
Now, I'm going to put her down here a moment. And I'm going to actually read from my collection of fairy dreams. And this one came from, where was I? Oh, isn't this interesting? I had just come back from Australia a few weeks before, and I was still getting the fairies as though they had followed me. And actually, in Santa Fe, at Casa Las Barrancas, we had a beautiful fairy area. And I'm going to show you at some point, I'm going to show you a painting that Copper Love did to connect with those fairies. But in the meantime, I was at the Pomona Horse Show Symposium. And this is February of 1992. And I'm still like so into the feeling that the fairies were with me when I was planting little rainforest trees in the area of Dr. Helen Caldicott, where I had been doing a workshop in soul retrieval. And my soul retrieval in this particular case. And this, I'm sitting with my journal in bed before I got up to go to the symposium, horse symposium. And this is what appeared in my journal. Open my journal and I start writing. Fairy dreams in the night fill my being with such delight. Dancing in my dreams, I see them reaching out and calling me. Come on, Linda, play with us. Dance and sing and make a truss. Hold the energy, span the earth. Hold the love so we can birth a new awakening. Let's change the scene. It's time now to intervene. Time to ring the fairy chimes, to enter now into new times. The hearts must open, the faces smile. You've been asleep a long, long while. That's all of humanity. So dance with us and wake up now. It's time to remember your joyous vow. We all are one. Put it out to the world. Let's think that again. Let's read that again. We all are one. Put it out to the world. Let's play together, each boy and girl. Every man and woman around the globe can get the message. It must be told. Open your heart and let joy flow. Your beings will exude a brilliant glow. So all who see you will suddenly know who they are, what they're here for. Do put it out. Even whispers have the power of a shout. Wake up, you all. Come dance and sing. Remember to play in the fairy ring. And this is really interesting because this, so all who see you will suddenly know who they are, what they're here for, what they came to the planet for. And when I first got an inkling about this, I was leading a group called Transformation on the Trail. This was in Australia. I don't even remember which year it was. But we were out in the desert from the middle of Australia near Uluru or Alice Springs. And on a full moon night with the camels, because we were on a camel safari, I went out and I started writing in my journal, as Sandy leads us so beautifully to write in our journals. Mm-hmm. And what I wrote is that as I travel around the planet, and at that point, what I was told is that I was at a place, a portal, where information from the Pleiades had come into the planet. And that when I take that energy from that place, it permeates my cells, and that when people see me, they will remember who they are and what they came for. We don't even have to talk about it. But the fact that we're talking about it helps to validate. That's the thing that's so interesting. It's a validation. And each one of us who takes these steps to recognize the kingdoms of the plants and the animals and the animals and the minerals and the nature spirits, each one of us who starts to grok that, to get that, it's like our cells, we walk around and our cells give off this information. But the fact that's interesting, because what they're saying is, it's time to talk about this. And one of the, I can't remember, I think it was the one that we did a couple of weeks ago, Sandy, one of these writings that I had, it's, the time is now. I wrote these in the 80s and the 90s. And here we are now this year, January, when we're doing this one of 2019. And the time is now to remember. It was really interesting. What I was doing here in this soul retrieval, one of the things I learned from the people who were leading it, just amazing group of people from the John Rogers organization. You don't hear much about them. They're just really amazing. I was shown that when we're out, just like in public places where there are a lot of people around, or when we're giving a presentation, in this case, it was my thing, when I give a presentation, if I'm somewhere where people may not understand what I'm saying or may be skeptical, that I can put a mirror around me so that when a person sees me, they get a reflection only of their higher self. And that was really helpful, because it's one of the ways of, when you're in public, of doing that. You can also put a protection around you, a beautiful mantra. And that is, I'm encapsulated in a bubble of light. Only light can be in my bubble, and only light can enter my bubble. And this is what I really recommend for all of you who are sensitive, who don't yet have that ability to actually close your navel, close your chakra, only take in the breath of the earth and connect through this, through this chakra, connect only to divine spirit. And that's a conscious choice we make. But I really found that this was this mirror image, this mirror concept of, it goes beyond simply me connecting, protecting myself, so to speak. And it puts it out there so that every person looking at me, or looking at you, when you do this, they get a reflection back of their higher self. So when you go into situations where people can be critical, or they don't get you, that this is an experience. Or one of the things I really want to watch is that people put me on a pedestal. No, that's not the point. And this way, they can't even see me. They can only see their higher self. And that is, to me, that all goes with this thing of this concept, put it out that we're all one. Put this out to the world. Open your heart. Let joy flow. Your beings will exude a brilliant glow. Each cell just starts to like change the vibrational rate. So all who see you, each one of us who feel this way, will suddenly know who they are, what they came for. Do put it out. Even whispers have the power of a shout. Even the fact that maybe we don't yet dare to say it, but that when we think it, we feel it, we intuit it, that goes out to the world. So Sandy, I'd love to have, I'm sorry, I spoke a lot, but I couldn't stop. I was very inspired by this connection with the fairies.
Well, I was just wondering, Linda, if you had a question for people to journal on or reflect.
Good question. So, well, the one question I would have to each one of you, do you have a process from which you can make sure that you keep yourself separated from this human body, from others around you? Because when we say that we're all one at the nucleus of the cell, and from a spiritual concept, and we want to make sure that our human form keeps our, we have enough going on, each one of us, our own, ourselves. We don't need to pick up stuff from other people. And if we're open, this can happen. So this come and dance and play with us and open the heart, yes. And at the same time, make sure that we, on what side, what do I mean by making sure? Close your navel. I make sure that I put a cork in my navel and close it. Why? Because this is our emotional center. And if this is simply open, we can pick up all kinds of stuff from other people. Not useful for us, not at all. And part of feeling our connection with divine spirit in whatever way is for us means, for me, it's finding a way that I have my own connections to divine spirit and to Mother Earth. I just feel like the breath of the earth coming up and connecting, just connecting through this silver cords. And so one question is, now I'm going to talk about these silver cords in another time, Sandy. Remind me, because this is a whole other concept. So one of the things, do you have now a way of ensuring that your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions are your beliefs, that they're your own? And what are they? If you have a process, like one of the various ways of keeping that feeling, what is your process? And, of course, it would be really interesting to just do, close your eyes and take some nice deep breaths and imagine that you know what it would feel like to be a fairy riding on this wonderful hummingbird who's there to take you. And what would this be like? Just let us, now we want to involve all of the aspects when we visualize something like that. So like, what would the feeling, like what would the feeling of the feathers be like sitting on this little hummingbird? And maybe you could feel the heartbeat actually, sitting there. And what would, imagine putting your nose down now and just like, reach down and smell the top of this hummingbird's head and feel the feathers on your cheek. And feel that feeling, that flow that flows through you, that smile of knowing that you have this connection with this really sweet, small, tiny bird. And feel, what would you feel around you? A breeze, what would that feel like? And you don't have to think, oh, what would it feel like? Make it up. That is the point. We can use our imagination. How would you like it to be? And what is the color of this little bird? Ah, yeah, I see. And you imagine the colors. And what would you hear around you? Is it possible that there might be other hummingbirds around and you could actually hear that hum of the hummingbird? And if you could make up some music that would accompany you, just like celestial music, might you imagine what that would be like? So we get the scent, now the smell. Oh yeah, and let's see, taste. What can we do for taste? Just imagine what that might be for you. And what you hear, and what you see, and what you feel. And then let's all together, let's all of us send out around us this gratitude for all the birds in our lives, the birds that you may see around you, the birds you may love. And choose, I would invite each one of you to choose some bird in the bird kingdom for which you would be an ambassador and make a connection and send love out to that particular species. You can do it to lots of them if you want, but let's just pick one and let's share those. Let's share what that will be. Let's do another heart hug and come back now. That was very nice feeling. So let's think of it. One more question. Sandy, what would your question be?
Mine is more to take those images and to draw or doodle, you know, like I got the image of the hummingbird and, you know, just with simple shapes. And if you have colors to use with markers or, and just write about that experience that Linda just led us through. Because when we do that, when we doodle and do simple shapes and bring colors into it and write those words around it, it really brings in and invites those energies even more. It helps you to really feel and experience them and carries you into that connection. It just even further than what we just did. And it's something that you can use as an affirmation visually and remember that connection when you see that again, and use it as a, you can even use it as a meditation.
Beautiful. So blessing, thank you for sharing this time with us. It's been just really profound for me. Wonderful feeling. I love that feeling of riding on a hummingbird.
Yeah, I've been on birds before. I've felt that experience before with birds, but not a hummingbird. It's like,
beautiful energy, this light, high, wonderful frequency.
Yeah.
Blessings. We look forward to you writing on the Facebook site and writing your experiences, and we'll meet you there. Yahoo! Whoa!